Matt Bevan is here taking a look at what is making headlines around the world this morning. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Hamish. I want to take you to Ukraine this morning because the big news over the weekend there is that Russia and Ukraine have done a big prisoner swap with 35 detained people going in each direction. Here's what it sounded like when the 35 men who had been detained in Russia arrived home in Ukraine at Kiev Airport. One of the prisoners exchanged was Oleg Sentsov, a Ukrainian filmmaker whose career was put on hold for 5 years when he was held in Russia on terrorism charges after he was arrested in Crimea. Russia also released a number of Ukrainian journalists and far-right activists. Russia also released 24 sailors who were detained by the Russian Coast Guard during last year's standoff in the Kerch Strait. In the other direction, Ukraine has released a number of people who fought with separatists and Russian forces in the war in eastern Ukraine. The most prominent person released by Ukraine is Vladimir Setmak, who is a person of interest in the downing of MH17. He is thought to be a key witness to the murder of those 298 people on board that passenger plane in 2014. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has expressed deep concern at the decision to release him and said she's disappointed in the outcome. But this is what the new president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has decided to do.
We have to do all the steps to finish this horrible war.
But do you think this is the new chapter in relations between Russia and Ukraine?
I think this is the first chapter.
During the last 5 years of war between Russia and Ukraine, Ukraine has relied on the United States and Western Europe for support. During a meeting last week with President Zelensky, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, reiterated America's support for Ukraine.
We have stood with the people of Ukraine, and most especially since 2014, we have stood strongly for the territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Territorial integrity of Ukraine. He's talking about the annexation of Crimea there. But as Mike Pence says that, his boss, the US President Donald Trump, is rolling back some of the things the country has done to punish Russia for that annexation. For example, in retaliation, Russia was kicked out of the G8, and yet Donald Trump says he thinks it's time they came back in.
I guess President Obama, because Putin outsmarted him, President Obama thought it wasn't a good thing to have Russia in, so he wanted Russia out. But I think it's much more appropriate to have Russia in. It should be the G8, because a lot of the things we talk about have to do with Russia. President Obama didn't want Russia in because he got outsmarted. Well, that's not the way it really should work.
Additionally, President Trump is rolling back funding for a number of military programs aimed at deterring Russia in Ukraine. It was reported last week that the Trump administration is holding back $250 million in military assistance to Ukraine, known as the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. Reports last week suggested that the president was intending to divert some of that funding to the border wall with Mexico. But late last week, there was also a more disturbing report in the Washington Post regarding Ukraine. See, for most of this year, Trump and his allies have been calling for an investigation into Democratic Party presidential primary frontrunner Joe Biden's dealings with Ukraine. They say that his son Hunter benefited from his father's role as vice president. Here's Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Fox News a couple of months ago.
How about the $5 million from one of the most crooked people in the Ukraine, while Joe is doling out the money to the Ukraine? And then Joe bribes the president of the Ukraine.
He says, you have 6 hours, fire the prosecutor that's investigating his son, or I'm leaving with America's money.
Poroshenko didn't want to fire the guy. He was the godfather of the guy's kid. He did it because he was extorted. And by the way, when he took the money for Ukraine, we call that bribery.
So Rudy Giuliani accusing Joe Biden of bribery there. But the Washington Post editorial board is reporting that President Trump is attempting to force President Zelensky to interfere in the 2020 US presidential election by launching an investigation of Joe Biden. Mr. Trump is not just soliciting Ukraine's help with his presidential campaign, according to the Washington Post editorial board. He is using US military aid the country desperately needs in an attempt to extort it. It's an astonishing report from the Washington Post editorial board last week, Hamish. And you can expect some more investigation into that as the weeks go on.
Remarkable. Matt Bevan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.